get ready, cause this shit's about to get heavy. I just settled all my lawsuits. Fuck you, Debbie!
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so oops without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me.
Little hellions, kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed, the parents still listen to Elvis. They start feeling like prisoners helpless, cause someone comes along and yells,
bitch!
A visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. Notice, let me revel in basking the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe, but you receive so damn much of my ass, you ask for me. Well, I'm back, fix your minutes and I'm tuning in, and then I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter, the center of attention, back for the winner. I'm interesting, the best thing since wrestling, investing in your kids' ears and nesting.
Testing, attention please.
Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me, here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent, you sent for me?
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me.
A tits get a task it, I go tit for tat with anybody who's talking this shit, that shit. Chris Kirkpatrick, you can get your ass kicked worse than them little Limp Bizkit bastards. And Moby, you can get stomped by Obi. You 36-year-old boy-headed fag clone. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listens to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been dope, suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes the shit just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting, but it's just me, I'm just obscene. Yeah. Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley, to do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy.
Hey,
there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge, but no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me.
Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow.
Okay, so that was Without Me by Eminem. And it just reminded me because I was singing it all morning. Guess who's back, 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 back again. I'm not going to sing anymore because it's embarrassing, but, well, it's not embarrassing to me, but it may be embarrassing to people who like me. So now I'm going to play a song. Weirdly enough, I walked into Sam Bortle's room tonight and Hannah and Sam were singing this song, even though I had literally said nothing about it all day intentionally because I was like, oh, Hannah will like this song. I'm going to play it for her earlier this morning. And then she was singing it. And that happened with pretty much every song on this list. So here's the song. It's called That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings. And the best use of it ever was in Horrible Bosses. Charlie Day. Everyone who's cool knows what I'm talking about. Listen to the song.
And I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep stalling and keeping it together. Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Streisand. Barbra Streisand.
Okay, so that was just Barbra Streisand by Duck Sauce. And honestly, the video for it is pretty funny because it's just like a bunch of celebrities mouthing Barbra Streisand to the sections where they say that in the song. It's pretty good. And then before that, I played That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings because this morning I told this story. I don't know if you heard me on the radio, but I told this story a couple minutes ago, but basically I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my god, that's a song that Hannah would love, and I should play that at the yurt tonight, even though I don't know if she actually likes it or not. And then I walked into Sam Bortle's room tonight after getting off my shift at Cole, and they were singing it to each other sitting on the couch, and I was like, what the fuck is this world in which I live where things happen to me all the time and they're synchronous and they're really weird? And like 40 times tonight Hannah has said something that I was thinking in like in my head, and she just said it. Hannah, do you want to say something on the air? Anything? Even just hello to people.
Something, anything.
Oh, she said both something and anything. So here's a song, another song that they already played, but I'm really excited to play it for them to dance to in the yurt with me right now. It's called Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Don't you wanna get out of Cape Cod? Out of Cape Cod tonight. Walcott, the bottleneck is a shit show. High end as part is a ghetto. Out of Cape Cod tonight. The lobster's claw is sharp as knives.
Okay, so weirdly enough, my friend online was just telling me that he was listening to that song on repeat today. It's Walcott by Vampire Weekend. I was also listening to it on repeat today. And there's a line in it that talks about lobster claws, and that's what made me think of Hannah Haskell. And then I realized that she probably went to a Vampire Weekend concert that I missed because I was fucking sick 1 year at school, and I had tickets and I had to sell them to someone. It sucked. But that was Walcott by Vampire Weekend, and then before that was Survivor by Destiny's Child, and now I'm going to play Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads, and hopefully we can dance to it.
about this book here. You ought to know not to stand by the window. Somebody see you up there. I got some groceries, some peanut butter to last a couple of days. But I ain't got no speakers, ain't got no headphones, ain't got no records to play.
What's in college? Why go to night school?
jumped across for you. Oh, what a thing to do. 'Cause you were all yellow. I drew a line. I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. And it was all. Myself
okay. well, I'll float on.
All right.
Float on.
Okay, so just to recap really quickly, because we don't have a ton of time. I played Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads, and it was a live recording of that from the Stop Making Sense album, which I was just talking about this morning randomly. And then I played Yellow by Coldplay and Float On by Modest Mouse. And now I'm going to play Tangled Up in Blue by Bob Dylan, but I'm playing it from the Blood on the Tapes album instead of Blood on the Tracks. And Blood on the Tapes is like he recorded all these songs that he was going to do on Blood on the Tracks really stripped down. I actually just found out about it like a month ago from this kid. And he was like, I love Tangled Up in Blue, and then told me all about this. And I downloaded it, and it's really, really great and very raw. So I'm going to play it while my friends have a cigarette break. And everybody should listen.
Morning, the sun was shining. He was lying in bed, wondering if she changed at all. If her hair was still red. Her folks, they said her life's together. Sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress. Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And he was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on his shoes. Heading out for the old East Coast, Lord knows he's paid some dues. Getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when they first met, soon to be divorced. He helped her out of a jam, I guess, but he used a little too much force. And they drove that car as far as they could, abandoned it out west, and split up on the docks at night. Both agree, and it was best. And she turned around to look at him, as he was walking away. She said, this can't be the end, we'll meet on another day on the avenue. Tangled up in blue. He had a job in the old North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But he never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. When he drifted down to L.A., where he reckoned to try his luck. Working for a while in an airplane plant, loading cargo onto a truck. But all the while, he was alone. The past was close behind. He'd seen a lot of women, but she never escaped his mind. And he just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place. I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. And later on, as the crowd thinned out, I was about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair, said to me, what's your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit I felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes, tangled up in blue. She lit a burner on the stove and offered me a pipe. Thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. From me to you, tangled up in blue. He was always in a hurry, too busy or too stoned, and everything that she ever planned just had to be postponed. He thought they were successful, she thought they were blessed with objects and material things, but I never was impressed. And when it all came crashing down, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was I keep on keeping on, like a bird that flew, tangled up in blue. So now I'm going back again, I got to get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are doctors' wives. Don't know how it all got started, don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, but you saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue.
What I'm making you, I see some big steep and sharing auf meiner Fantasie.
Okay, so just to recap really quickly, I played Tangled Up in Blue by Bob Dylan, and it's a demo version off of Blood on the Tapes, not Blood on the Tracks. You can download that online really, really easily. I don't think you can buy it, but I know for sure that you can download it. And then I played Map of Tasmania by Amanda Palmer, featuring the Young Punks, and I'm gonna be Amanda Palmer tomorrow night for Halloween. I'm so excited. I'm gonna cut my hair and everything. It's gonna be great. And then I played Come Alive, The War of the Roses by Janelle Monáe, who we saw last spring, and Michael Drucker's here sitting next to me right now. He just waved in a really cute way. Do you want to say something, Michael? No? Okay, he's not gonna say anything. But basically, this is the end of my show, and I'm going to play a song just very specifically for Hannah, and I hope she dances to it. And well, basically the whole thing was for Hannah, but this song in particular, I was like, I have to include this. Really, it's really important. So have a good night, you guys, and have a great Halloween. Okay, so the yurt is completely full of people, and I don't know if you can even actually hear me right now, but that was the end of the Synchronicity Hour. And the next show is the good old douchebags, and they should be ready to plug in right now. So I hope you have a wonderful night and a great Hampshire Halloween.